This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mali's interim president says he was the target of an attempted stabbing attack Tuesday during holiday prayers at Bamako's Grand Mosque. The attacker was immediately overpowered by security, and investigations are ongoing, according to a tweet from Mali's presidency. A witness claims he saw an attacker approach the president. His security guards drew their weapons, and Mali's leader was apparently unharmed. The interim president is a 38-year-old special forces colonel who took power in June following his second overthrow of the president in 9 months. Iraqi medical officials said Tuesday at least 36 people were killed when a bomb ripped through a crowded Baghdad market in what the Islamic State group's jihadists claim was a suicide attack. Monday evening's attack was one of the deadliest in years in the war-scarred country and killed mostly women and children on the eve of the Muslim holiday, Eid al-Adha, the Muslim festival of sacrifice. Iraq's president condemned the, quote, heinous crime of unprecedented cruelty on the eve of Eid, writing on Twitter that the perpetrators do not allow people to rejoice even for a moment. Iraq declared the Islamic State defeated in late 2017 after a fierce three-year campaign, and attacks became relatively rare in the capital until January this year when a twin suicide bombing claimed by the Islamic State killed 32 people in a Baghdad market. More than half of Australia's 25 million people are under lockdown on Tuesday after a third state adopted movement curbs to rein in the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Australia's infections and deaths are well below other developed nations, but its use of lockdowns, prompted by a sluggish vaccination campaign, is putting pressure on the national government. South Australia is the latest to lock down. This is VOA News.